This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rosalva Otto de Hernandez. Date of birth, June the 14th, 1966. Case ID number is 6324039. Date of exam, November the 9th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Mario Ansaldúa, dated 8/1/2023, and another one dated 8/16/2023. Identifying information, this is a 57-year-old married female with 5 children, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of osteoporosis, chronic neck/back pain, hypercholesterolemia, and osteoarthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2018, where she worked as a migrant worker for 2 years and also was a provider for 6 years. During the time that she worked 5 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she has been on disability for approximately 5 years. She lives in a house with her family, and is presently not working. Her husband was lost in Mexico and never came back to the United States. He went to visit his mother, and they don't know what happened to him. Allegations, number one, osteoporosis. Number two, chronic neck/back pain. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. And number four, osteoarthritis. History of allegations, number one, osteoporosis. The claimant states that in 2019, she was diagnosed with osteoporosis and osteoarthritis. The claimant states that she was diagnosed with a DEXTRA scan and stated that she has the mild beginnings of osteoporosis. The claimant did sustain a fracture of her right tibia in 2015. And went to Mexico and had an open reduction internal fixation with poor results. 2 years later, she had a revision of the surgery in 2017, where they did another open reduction internal fixation to fix the surgery that was done in Mexico with fairly good results. She denies any injections being given for her osteoporosis. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels and mostly in the morning. The claimant was also diagnosed with osteoarthritis. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 1 hour, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 25 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Mario Ansaldúa. She is presently taking naproxen, 500 milligrams BID, which does give her some relief. She also takes alendronate, 70 milligrams q-week for her osteoporosis, and tizanidine, 4 milligrams QHS for muscle spasms, which also gives her relief. The claimant was also placed on Caltrate 600 plus vitamin D, 20 micrograms of 800 units, 1 tablet QD to help supplement her medication for osteoporosis. The claimant states her physical activity includes walking and doing exercises to help her bone strength. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking. She states she does not sleep during the day. Allegation number two, chronic neck and lower lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2019, she fell on her buttock and sustained pain, which is constant, of her cervical spine and lumbar sacral back area. The claimant denies any radiation to either one of the leg and states it is a constant dull pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, sit for 1 hour, lift approximately 25 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Ansaldúa. She did receive 4 weeks of physical therapy, but denies seeing a chiropractor. At the present time, she's on multiple medications for osteoporosis and osteoarthritis, along with lumbar sacral back pain. X-rays of the cervical spine and lumbar sacral spine performed on April the 6th, 2021 was negative and normal. She was diagnosed with spondylosis of the cervical spine and lumbar sacral spine area, which appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2013, she was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. She states her levels at that time were very high. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or peripheral vascular disease. She is presently taking atorvastatin 10 milligrams QD, and she states her levels are well controlled at this time. Allegation number four, osteoarthritis. Please refer to the first allegation. Family history. Their father died at the age of 40. He was killed in Mexico. Her mother is 80 and has osteoporosis, hypertension, and osteoarthritis. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligrams, POQD. Caltrate, 600 milligrams, plus vitamin D, 20 micrograms, 800 units, 1 POQD. Atorvastatin, 10 milligrams, POQD. Vitamin D2, 1,250 micrograms, 50,000 units, POQD. I'm sorry, POQ weekly. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams, QD. Naproxen, 500 milligrams, BID. Tizanidine, 4 milligrams, QHS. Alendronate, 70 milligrams, Q week. Atorvastatin, 10 milligrams, POQD. Acetylopran, 5 milligrams, PRN is needed for anxiety. Medical problems, hypercholesterolemia, osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, anxiety / depression, history of the fracture of the right tibia with open reduction internal fixation in 2015 and with a second surgery, revision of that surgery in 2017. Cervical spine and lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to a buttock contusion with spondylosis of the cervical and lumbar sacral spine area. Major surgeries, Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors, but has had a seizure disorder when she was a young child, but has not had seizures since that time. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 120 pounds, height 5 feet 1 inch, BP 137 over 98, second reading 136 over 88, pulse 64, respiration 14, BMI 23. General, this is a 57-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian and presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant does wear glasses, but she forgot to bring them. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? There is a 8-centimeter lateral right ankle surgical scar, which is intact, and a 4-centimeter right vertical knee scar, along with a 13-centimeter right tibial midline vertical scar from surgery that was performed for an open reduction internal fixation for multiple fractures in that area, which appear to be intact at this time. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last sentence. Reflexes of a patellar and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? I'm sorry, could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right lower extremity and in the right hip area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted except for the right lower extremity where the claimant did have surgical scars of the knee and right ankle area. There is decreased range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the left upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion of the right lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 30 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal on the right lower extremity, but normal throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of the right knee, but normal for the left. The claimant is able to moderately squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist, pinch, and oppose fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased at plus 3. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for the right lower extremity where the claimant has problems with a surgical fracture in the past. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms of the right lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right lower extremity, where strength was plus 3 over 5. Fine index wrist finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the right lower extremity, which appears to have healed very well. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some fatigue of the right lower extremity. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to mild decreased strength of the right lower extremity. Probable diagnoses. Number one. Osteoporosis/osteoarthritis, being treated at this time, grossly normal physical exam. Number two, chronic neck and lumbar sacral back pain, mildly abnormal physical exam. X-rays appeared to be normal, which were taken on April the 6th, 2021. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Being treated at this time, normal levels and well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Rosalba Aro de Hernandez.